Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to yet again another fantastic indie creator interview. It's your Cape Crusader Cody, and we're keeping it geekly with our new guest, Christopher Curtis. We're here to jazz things up with his latest Kickstarter and everything in between. Christopher, welcome to the stream. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. I like that. I want everybody to start using that now.
Hey, I'm trying to get, because the thing is with podcasting, there's only so many things you could do to be better, and segues are an important part of it. Having a nice transition into what you want to talk about, you got to get good with them, so I'm glad that one popped off. The one earlier did as well, so we are two for two today. With that being said, let's go ahead and swing into an introduction on who you are and how you got into creating manga.
Right. All right. So I'm boring. So I'm Chris. I got into in the manga. I got into to reading manga back in middle school for me. So it was like the mid 2000s. So writing it and reading it are two different things. I started off writing a comic. And as I was writing a comic, I kind of realized that what I was writing was more anime inspired. So I figured just move it to manga. But it took me a long time to get into manga because I was an outsider. I did not know that we could even make manga. So I asked around. I asked like Saturday AM, the people who were making like Clock Striker, and they was like, go for it. So here I am.
So that was like your first adventure into like creating comics and manga like all together? Or what other previous works did you have outside of jazz?
I only have one published thing. It's a children's book. I wrote last year, early last year.
That's so awesome.
And I wrote it just for my daughter. It's called You Can't Just Eat Dinosaur Chicken Nuggets. I wanted her to have a book, and I kind of was like, I wonder how hard it is to like self-publish a book. So I paid an artist. I wrote it, mm-hmm. and people loved it. And that's kind of what was like, all right, how much further can I go for this?
So what was harder to do, break her from just eating chicken nuggets or getting it published? I mean, I know for me, I got three kids myself. So just trying to get my one kid to break away from chicken nuggets and to eat something else is like, it's hard.
It takes time. It was a lot easier to have it published. She's still eating chicken nuggets, but she's branching out to eating other food, which is like mm-hmm. the whole book. So yay. Side note, I actually put that book on Global Comics. So for free, so people can just like look at it, you know, look through it and realize mm-hmm. that I'm multifaceted.
So where some people like it. Where can people buy a physical if a physical is available?
They can get it off of Amazon.com, Lulu.com, Walmart.com, and BarnesandNobles.com.
Walmart?
I just found out that like Walmart's warehouse has it. A student of mine bought it back in December and gave it to me to assign it. And she said that she found it on Walmart.
That is wild. Congratulations. That's so cool. How does it feel to have like your first publication like kind of take off like that?
Oh, it was really like real last year when I had I had an event in my local library, and I had a chance to put it in the actual library itself so people can like check it out.
That's so cool.
So no, it's been a good little ride. Of no matter what happens to it, as long as my daughter likes it, like that was my like sole person I was, you know, my target audience. But some people bought it and was like, this book's amazing, my child loves it. And I was like, that's crazy, I don't know who you are, this is awesome.
So that was 2022?
Yeah, last year.
So how was it with 2022 being like your first like true year as a creator?
I took a lot of L's that I never made public. I took more L's than like W's. I learn a lot through experience. So mm-hmm. Like when you see me on Twitter talking and I seem like a certain way, just know that like I've lost a lot. This year has been, or last year has been very experimental, and I've learned what I could do, what I couldn't do. And that's what's going to make this year even better.
You know, I think that's a big part too with social media. We really don't talk about the losses. Like a lot of times when you see a creator or see someone doing good, you only see the positives, like what they want you to see leading up to that. You don't get to see how many times they failed to get to that point. And it's really important to stick to those guns and really keep, you know, chugging along to your ultimate dream. And, you know, so is there any of those that you want to maybe talk about, like that kind of led to jazz?
Before I wrote jazz, I wrote a big first half of a indie video game with a friend of mine. and it was going to be an RPG. It was going to be like a cyberpunkish hip hop themed, you know, RPG game. And we ended up not finishing it. So I took elements from that and just moved that over to actual jazz. So like jazz is like a backbone of a whole different thing that is probably canceled at this point. So I've always had the whole ideology of doing a cyberpunk project, and this is where we're at.
So I think it's awesome that you were able to take, you know, parts of something that kind of just didn't really take off and was able to really revitalize some of those ideas into your own property. I think that's a big important part of this too, is taking some of those losses and incorporating them into a win, you know, into right. something that's going to be the next step. So what is jazz about? I mean, it's the cover is gorgeous. We have, you know, a couple characters on here. Can you maybe give us a breakdown of, you know, what we're looking at on the cover?
You're looking at this really astute group of what's known as like five rebels that are going up against their government, and their government is not transparent on what's going on. In jazz, there are portals that appear over the city, and the government has created a shield, a city shield system to protect all of its assets. And the people from within, and they keep telling people, like, as long as you stay in here, you're fine, you're protected, you're safe. And the people become more docile to, like, you know, to actually believe it. No one's questioning, like, what's going on with these portals? Why is it so easygoing with it? And it took these five people who were like, no, something's up. Something's wrong with this. Like, this is kind of a big thing. So it's more of like a rebels versus government kind of thing. It's almost like Star Wars, you know, in a sense.
I really love what jazz stands for too. Can you give us what each letter stands for?
Oh, this one, I just did this one. I did this one yesterday. Jazz stands for Juggernauts Against Zealous Zealots. I wanted to find a way to bring that really like rogue puckish feel to the group. It's them kind of giving a finger to establishment and saying that these guys are just overzealous zealots who fundamentally are like super extremist on what they're doing and how they're trying their best to hide everything from everybody. And it makes the actual like unveiling so much better once we end the whole thing.
Oh, that is so awesome. Everyone that is watching, right here is the pre-launch link. Be sure to sign up. It is 100% free to sign up to be notified when it launches. It's also 100% free to share this on Facebook and Twitter, anywhere you can. Word of mouth helps get this link out farther and farther, and that is what we're trying to do here. So, wow, this looks like one hell of a ride. I'm really curious about some of your inspirations that went into this, as well as some of the types of representation we see within this as well. You know, we have LGBTQ as well as, you know, black representation in sci-fi, which is something that you really don't see a lot.
No. So this kind of was made kind of in the guise of like Cyberpunk 2077. And like I said, I've always loved cyberpunk stuff, but I never got to really like jump into it. The aspect of it is really just like I want to put us in the future, but I don't want the future to put us in the future. So it's a stupid sentence, but I said it correctly. So it's mainly just that, and it's mainly like the old 90s anime that had us in the future, like, you know, as such, like Cowboy Bebop is kind of considered cyberpunk to me, per se. But yes, representation, there is a lot of it. There's not too much where it's drowning in it, but there is enough where it's naturally in there. One of the characters is non-binary. I have a couple of characters that are multi-raced. So there is a Latina who's actually on the cover of the Kickstarter, and one of the main villains. And all my characters in jazz are black except for one who's mute, who's an android. I wanted to bring all of our personalities out, and each character almost represents like a certain personality of the people like who look like me, and I felt like that just makes better synergy as you read it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome, and I think it's important too to have all these different levels of representation as well, especially in manga. You know, I haven't had a chance to read a lot. But from what I did read, there's not a whole lot of representation of either of those fields within manga.
Oh, this is a great chance to actually plug this one. So Saturday AM is a manga publisher who is publishing a lot more of what you just asked for.
Oh.
That matter of fact, on my birthday next week on the 7th, they are dropping Clock Striker on Amazon. Clock Striker is going to be the first in history black female shonen character in all of manga history. And like people have been like, no, it's not, and this and that, and it can't be, and it's factual. So seeing them do that kind of made me kind of go like, oh, well, they can do this, I can do it too.
Yeah.
I've talked to them for like mentorship. They talk back to me, and they've, you know, basically gave me the whole green light. I'm like, hey man, just do it. So if I see like black or female led or any other type of marginalized groups being put into manga, I always jump on it, because it's like I have to support. I have to back it.
You know, and I was just having that, you know, that moment of you know, self-discovery. Like, you really do prevent yourself from doing what you want to do, like, because you get caught up in that headspace of like, you know, I can't do that, or you know, someone already did it, or whatever. You know, what did you do to work through that?
I just bulldozed through it. I'm not gonna like reinvent the wheel, so to speak. No one really has. If you look at all your favorite manga or anime or even movies, it's either a carbon copy or it took from some other genre or media. So I kind of just said, you know what, if it looks like this or sounds like this, it is, but it's my way of doing it. I did a small test run. Someone told me that this was like Attack on Titan, and then someone said this was like Teen Titan, and I kind of was like, all right, both of those things have Titans in it. I'm going to use those as my byline. Thank you for that. I didn't feel Attack on Titan at all on this, and I kind of felt a little bit of Teen Titans, but if you feel like that, then they will. So you worry less about who's done what, and you worry more about what you want to do, and it makes the whole process easier.
So I've, you know, we were talking backstage about this as well, but you know, throughout, you know, doing interviews and being involved within the indie community, I've seen a lot of backlash on like what defines a manga and what doesn't. Have you experienced any of that criticism like towards yourself with this book coming out?
Yeah, all throughout Reddit. That's all I heard last year was, this is not manga, this is just bastardized Japanese comics. And I kind of was like, well, I hate to tell you this, but that also makes it a manga. But it's such a thing. Like, we as Americans are so held up on icons and title norms, and we always try to put things where they should be at because that's how we've been conditioned. But as we're fighting over what counts as manga, what counts as comics overseas, they're just saying, hey man, just read this, do this, like, you know, are you enjoying this, are you not enjoying this? There's no reason or time to go and pinpoint what is what. So in short, if you want to call it a comic, call it a comic. If you want to call it a manga, call it a manga. If you want to call it dog shit, then call it dog shit. But don't do it to me, because then I'll cry.
Yeah. Be nice. Be nice. Yeah. So we were talking a little bit backstage as well. You have a volume zero of this dropping soon, right?
Well, not a volume Z. It's a chapter zero.
So, oh, chapter zero. Sorry.
So it is chapter zero of the volume coming out. That's the only free chapter I want to give out. It's kind of like that, like appetizer, because some people throughout the last year, people have heard of me and seen me, but they haven't really seen much of my work. So they're kind of like, we love your personality, but we haven't seen you and what you're providing. So I kind of was like, well, I feel bad releasing this whole thing for free. I mean, this whole thing for like pay, and then being like, well, you don't have a reason to, you know, like financially trust me. So I decided last year that chapter zero was going to just be a free thing that everybody was going to have access to. And if you felt like it was worth your money and time, then you should definitely go check out the volume, which will have a lot more of what you just read.
And then chapter zero is going to be free to read on Global Comics, correct?
Global Comics and my personal website, which is crystalinc.com.
And then we'll have that in the description by the time the interview is over. So if you guys are interested, you can be sure to check that out. So what type of buildup can we expect within the first, you know, chapter zero? Like, you know, what are readers going to take away from it when they check it out?
Chapter Zero is one of those basic intro chapters where you get to meet all the characters, see all the personalities, see all the power sets. You get to get a glimpse of the opposition. You get to get a glimpse of how they think and feel and how they operate. And I'm hoping that with that, you realize, oh, so this is what I'm expecting going forward. There's not going to be a big drop or a big other reveal, another intro reveal, which from what I've done a small reading with other people, and it looks like a lot of people who have read it are actually excited because it gave them that anticipation of what's to come.
So that's so awesome.
It's doing well.
That's so awesome. So right here, everybody, is the link to check this out one more time. So when can we expect the Kickstarter to go live? And then with that, what tiers and rewards are you excited about that maybe you can let us know in advance?
The Kickstarter will come out as soon as Chapter Zero's out. It'll be one of those, like, you want more? Boom, there it is right there. I might give you a couple hours to kind of, like, digest it. And then I'll just be like, hey, you know what? There. Now there's more. Kickstarter. So tier-wise, they're not actually secretive. I do have Jazz pixel art trading cards.
Ooh.
That you'll be able to, like, get your hands on.
Mm-hmm.
I have up to 4 variant covers. And in the Kickstarter style, I have included a couple spicy ones. For the few people that have seen them, they want those bad. There is a tier called the Crystal Bundle where I will throw in another side project that I'm trying to have finished ASAP now. I wrote and created a comic about my family, about me, my wife, and my 2 daughters. We're almost finished with it. I feel like people will like love that one as well.
That's so awesome.
I don't spoil that one yet. If you go on my website, it's on there. Well, most of it's on there, but I want to wait till it's like all the way finished. But it's just variant covers, trading cards. There, one of the characters' name is Beats. He has I made an audio mixtape that people can also get as an add-on. There's all types of wild stuff in there, and
Did you like make the beats, or is it like a playlist of artists that you put together?
They are handcrafted beats. Yes.
See, I asked that question because that's awesome. That is awesome, dude. So you do music as well?
I do music like tertiary. Like I'll do it every once in a blue moon. I called myself a producer like a while back, but I'm not too good to be like, I should go make money off of this. But I do it as a hobby. So I have a couple beats that I made last year for my second Kickstarter for this because my other 2 failed. And I kind of have a nice collection of like, oh, I should probably put these on here and let someone else have them. You know, somebody can like get on them and do it, whatever they want. But they're all tied to beats a certain way. If we go into all his powers, you can kind of see how that correlates.
No, that's awesome. So I think I missed this question earlier. Who's the creative team involved with this? This art is gorgeous, and I had a chance to check out some of the interiors, and the pencils on this are just like next level. I love it.
So there are more people on this now than there was. Chapter Zero is done by a manga artist called his name is Goldberg Villanueva. And he is in, God, I forgot what country he's in. This is gonna suck. So he's not here. By the time that you hit like non-record, I'll go, oh right, Bangladesh. No. So, but I met him through Facebook. He's done like small manga projects. This is his first actual big manga project, and he's been super excited about it. He's been with me every step of the way, so he's pretty good. There's another one, ABCD Studios, which is a actual manga studio in Vietnam. They're the ones who will be taking over the rest of Jazz. So Chapter Zero will be done by Goldberg. The rest of it will be done by them. So there will be a slight quality change, but it won't be too drastic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. And it's gorgeous.
When you get to chapter one, I made sure to kind of showcase that like quality change in like a really like tongue-in-cheek way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited to like see how that looks later.
No, that's awesome. So you mentioned that you had some other Kickstarters that didn't pop off. Was that for Jazz or was that for so what are you doing differently this time around to ensure that this one takes off?
I'm listening to all the right people. I listened to everybody wrong last year and I was like, well, you know, I guess I'll just do what you say, person who I just met 5 minutes ago. And then I find out that they haven't even done a Kickstarter ever in their life. So this third time is I've started kind of like listening back to people and kind of watching people who are already funding other Kickstarters and kind of like listening to like, hey, so like, what'd you like about that? And then of course, you know, they tell me everything. I've tried to make better rewards. I've tried to incorporate the pre-launch, which you've seen on Twitter. I'm trying to get 50 followers so I can drop all my variant covers on my timeline.
Which we're like right there too, I think, right? Like
48. I don't understand. Yeah. It's like, I just need two more people. You don't even gotta actually get it. I just want to drop these things. So, but no, just more rewards, more transparency. This is not finished at all. What I'm trying to do is fund all the money needed to have it done. And once it's finished, then I'll actually pay for the creation of it and the shipping of it myself. So the money is just for them to have it done. The rest of it's all on me. So I'm hoping that like that will bring people to like, okay, well, I'm not paying for shipping. I'm paying for this. It's awesome. Da, 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 da. But I feel like this is the one that'll do it. It has to do. It has to work. It must work because I put in so much time into it.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the one, you know, that actually do it.
No, that's awesome. So, you know, outside of Jazz, Chris, you know, what's up your sleeves? Like any other projects for 2023?
I wonder if Stokes brought this up. Me and Stokes are working on a manga right now, actually.
I'm pretty sure I've heard you guys talk about it in the spaces.
Yeah. It's a wrestling manga. I'm trying to pull Stokes out of his comfort zone and he would like to try what he calls a much easier medium. I'm not going to argue with him on like what is it, what's easiest or what's hardest, because it depends, but I'm just here for the ride. So I'm working with him on that. I'm trying to get the volume funded. I do have another project that's kind of sitting off to the side that I don't know when I'm going to actually A, finish it, or B, unveil it publicly, but there is another manga series that I've kind of been sitting on. If people like Jazz, it lets me know that I can start with this one. If Jazz fails, then I won't start with this one. So it all depends on how well Jazz does.
Well, that is awesome. So, Chris, we've come to one of my favorite parts of the podcast, and that's where I get to ask you for a little bit of advice for anyone who might be starting comics or manga or any of it in between. For the first time, and I think what we'll do is kind of take a more personal approach with it and ask you something that's kind of tailored directly to you. So for anyone out there that's kind of just having a hard time, you know, getting, you know, their campaign going, getting a successful campaign, and they're taking some L's, what would be a piece of advice you would offer them to kind of help them maintain that mental endurance to keep, you know, chipping at it until they get, you know, until they achieve their dream?
It's super simple. Don't stop. Don't listen to what anybody else is doing right or what they're doing wrong. It's your thing. It's your flavor. If you have any questions about like the processes of how something can be done, then ask it, but don't ever ask, should I do this? You got to just do that. Like it's simple as that. There is no secret hidden codes or recipes on it. Just do you. All of it will fall forward.
No, that's awesome. And I think that is some great advice as well. Everyone watching, we need two more followers. We can get that by today. I think we can get that by today. And then we're gonna be dropping some new images. You said some new variant covers.
Yeah. So I've been wanting to like drop these for a while. They have a nice stupid like coming to Kickstarter logo on them, but they have been sitting in my Dropbox. They've been sitting in my phone. I feel like if people saw the variant covers, they would see that, you know, I'm not playing around. this comic will have bits and bouts of sexually suggestive, you know, jokes or visuals. Nothing too crazy. Nothing where it's like, oh, maybe not this, but you know, you might see, you know, you might see some breast meat. You might see a titty. You might see some. You might see a cheek. You know, it's what I want to do, and I'm hoping that with these, you know, with these covers, the personality will shine through. But mm-hmm. I have one cover that I want to show that's so bad, but I can't show it because I don't have 50. So 50, and I will show you my favorite cover first, and then all the other ones.
You know, it's such a grind, too. I remember I would do these Lego builds. You know, I did the Millennium Falcon when I hit 750 subscribers on YouTube, and that took forever. Like, this thing, the box was getting all beat up just because it was collecting dust and getting kicked and everything. And I'm like, dude, when do I get to build you? Like, and I told myself, like, I'm not doing it until I earn it. And it was like, when that day came, it felt so good. And that day is going to come for you today when you hit those 50 pre-launch followers. So, guys, once again, right there is that link. Be sure to sign up. It's 100% free. It's also free to share that on Facebook and Twitter, anywhere you can. Put that out there. We're trying to get as many eyes on it as humanly possible. Chris, thank you so much for swinging by and hanging out with us. Everyone watching, I hope you have a lovely Saturday afternoon. But most importantly, guys, keep it geekly. All right. Yo, hey.